catch that disc. Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Start something new. This week at Macy's Beauty Scene, take the next step to beautiful skin. Face the new year with a fresh eye, a more youthful outlook, and vow to make this year even better. This week during our big beauty celebration, our beauty experts can show you how with consultations, new ideas, and customized skincare regimens just for you. Resolve to make 2012 your most beautiful year yet, right now at Macy's Beauty Scene. That's the magic of Macy's.
Hurry in to the all-new West County Nissan for a year-end allocation liquidation. While they last, get Altimas and Titans, $10,000 off. Maximas, Muranos, and Quest, $6,500 off. Pathfinders, Xterras, Rogues, Sentras, and much more, up to $5,000 off. Plus, get 2 years free maintenance through January 3rd only. The all-new West County Nissan, located 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. Or go to westcountynissan.com.
Welcome home. Right now, Lutheran Senior Services has apartments available featuring the very best in housing for older adults with limited financial resources. With 10 area locations, Lutheran Senior Services Affordable Housing offers communities that are affordable, convenient, and secure. It's where neighbors become friends and staff feels like family. Lutheran Senior Services serves older adults of all faiths. Visit lssaffordablehousing.org or call 314-262-8225 today.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. So, choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on a sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the gray. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
We've been monitoring your radio broadcast for a good many years. That's how we learned your languages.
Cross over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
How come you didn't play that Thank God It's Friday thing?
It's not Friday.
Oh, yeah,
what do you mean
again?
It's not Friday?
You're here on 2 days in a row and it's not Friday,
Friday
still? Really?
Sorry.
What is the deal?
It's day number two of the Frank Opinion self-suspension. The more I think about it, the more weird it sounds. A man suspending himself.
From what?
From the air.
Oh, from the air.
From
I
work.
Maybe he was hanging from somewhere.
Yeah, he's outside of Westport.
suspended
from
the
gold tower.
Tower.
Yeah. So here I am, and sorry, but here I am.
Well, what are you going to do, Bill?
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yesterday was fun.
I think we had a good show. We covered a lot of things. Everything from women with hair on their face to gay old games we used to play. And
Gay old games? What'd you say?
No, I said old games we used to play.
You said gay.
I did? No, I didn't.
Well, you probably started to say gay in the games, but you said gay old games.
Gay old games.
Yeah.
Wilma!
Yeah, that must have been another show. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this... It's Thursday.
Right? It's Thursday,
all right,
yes.
It is Thursday. I'm kind of joking, but after the holidays, you sometimes lose track of the days.
I am messed up because we
you
had
are messed up. You're right. You are messed up
there.
But
yeah, with short
messed up
with short weeks, yeah, it does throw you off because
don't say short in front of Bill.
Yeah, I get kind of upset about that. Might as well jump right into it. Yesterday, after the show, I stopped at a department store because I figured after the holidays, some places might have some sales on different things, and I needed some new shirts. And maybe I'm like a most guy. I don't think guys like to go out shopping. I don't like
except Dan.
I don't like. Well, Dan.
Yes, I do.
He's messed up, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
So I don't like to shop. But once in a while, I'll just, it's like, get it all done all in one deal, you know? So I thought, I need some new shirts. And I really like a particular brand of shirt. I'm wearing one now, which doesn't, you folks on can't tell, obviously.
Oh,
but,
that is a new shirt.
Yeah,
look at that.
Look at that. Pretty nice.
Look at the creases on that. Did you iron that?
No. Look at me. You think
right out of the package.
Yeah. No, that didn't iron it. Have them stand up.
It What's like your John favorite Hansen. Brand? Are you going to mention them?
Nope. No. I don't need to mention it.
Why?
But I like them, and they're...
is it Dockers?
No.
It's a good shirt.
They're very soft and whatever. But the problem is...
It begins with a van and ends with a Hughes.
Yeah.
Oshkosh bagosh.
Yeah. The problem that I have...
Your animals.
It is.
That way he can match his pants to his shirt.
You're not going to get your...
No. Over the years, people on this show have painted a caricature of me, like I'm 3 feet tall and that I have a 12-foot nose. But right. that's not really accurate.
It couldn't be further from the
truth.
Three and a half foot tall with
okay,
an 11
thank you,
foot
Dan.
Nose.
but I am, you know, I'm like 5'7", which is not. You know, it's not that short, but
maybe
I'm not that tall.
I think the average is only 5'8 or 5'9.
Yeah. So
I'm right around. You're in the range.
Like most of my life, I'm just below average.
Yeah, yes.
And so when you go to some of these stores, sometimes it's hard to find clothes that fit. And I've always thought, and I don't think anybody would be upset if they had right next to the big and tall section, if you had a short and skinny section.
Right.
Now, some people might be offended for whatever reason. Oh, you can't, you know, say short. I think
I don't know why they call it big. I don't. My son hates that name because he's not big. He's just tall. So automatically, he doesn't want to shop in the big and
big
tall.
Big or tall or
but
both.
It, yeah.
That's what it should be.
Well,
called.
I almost took a picture of myself on my cell phone in front of the big and tall sign to say, what's out of place here? What's out of place?
Guess which thing doesn't belong?
Yeah, what doesn't belong? So yesterday I go into this particular department store, and again, like I said, usually I have a hard time finding things. So I walk into the store, and I'm looking around, and I see the type of shirt that I like, and they have a little display there. And I walk in, and I pick one up, and I'm thinking, well, it's going to be extra large or large, something that I can't wear. I look down, it's exactly my size. Exactly my size.
Are you
no, it's no. not these shirts have the actual like,
numbers
neck,
on
yeah.
them, right?
So it's
like 15 and a half?
15, exactly. So I looked. Every single shirt on the table was 15. So
wow.
I went nuts. I said, I'll take this one, and I'll take this one, and I'll take that. And I got like 10, 12 shirts. And I walked in, and I tried a couple of them on to make sure that they fit before I walk out with all these shirts. And while I'm in the dressing room at this place, I went on their website on my phone, and I found a coupon. So I went, and you take it up to the counter, and they now will
scan your
phone.
They
can scan your phone. So I would suggest if you're going out shopping anywhere, and you've got your smartphone, for God's sakes, look at their website on your smartphone, find a coupon or so much off, you know, whatever,
uh-huh.
And they can scan it right there. You don't have to have things printed out anymore.
Nice.
So. This technology is
crazy.
Boy,
it was great. So I walked out with like 10, 12 new shirts for under $100. Look at that.
Nice.
Look at me. How about that?
Wheeling and dealing.
Man.
I don't know. So it was a big deal to me because it's very difficult to find stuff that fits. So. So the heck with you.
Do you have to? I know a guy that is short like you, and he goes.
Well, thanks, that hurts.
He goes and buys some of his clothes in the boys' department.
Yeah, but my friend Gene just texted me that you can go to the kids or the youth department.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now see, I'm like in the middle. I'm like in between.
You can't
right.
get like,
you're like
no.
a mister
in the youth
no.
section.
No.
Yeah, I remember when my youngest son went from the boys, and then he wasn't quite into men's, and you're like, oh. It's really hard to find stuff that fits.
You know what? You know what my waist size is?
I'm going to say
29.
31. 30.
30.
It is 30. Although, after this afternoon, it might not be 30 anymore because Eon the Peon.
It's an 18.
Brought in.
Meat.
No, it's more. Eon the Peon brought in some steak. What kind of steak was this?
These are 45-day aged ribeye.
Ladies
steaks.
And gentlemen, this guy. And I don't know if it's the steak or if it's the cook. I'm going to give the cook some credit here. This might have been one of the best tasting steaks I've had in a long, long,
tender,
long
well
time.
Seasoned.
It was unbelievable.
He's like Emerald.
Well, I take pride in my work.
You take what?
Pride in my cooking abilities.
So good. And I think maybe you just need to ditch this place and go like, you know, work at a restaurant.
I enjoy cooking.
Open your own.
You should be a chef, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I think if you had to do it... for a
over
living,
over and over and over,
you probably wouldn't enjoy
for
it as much.
For picky people that crabbed, I don't like it this way and don't make it that way and make it this way and make it that way.
Well, that would be nothing like this business.
You should try and get on Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, no, seriously, folks, this steak, and I don't know if there's, you can't really give out any recipes, I guess, but.
Oh, he does all the time.
I mean, just for this steak. It's the type.
It was
of steak,
cast iron skillet. I was very lucky. I'm dog sitting for my aunt and uncle, and they had somebody give them.
And this is not dog, correct? That we're
no,
eating here.
No, okay. I'm just sure. Watching their dogs in the house. This is a totally different cut of meat.
Okay.
So he was nice enough to, somebody gave him some very expensive steaks for Christmas, and there were two left in there, and he said, these have to be cooked within the next couple of days because they'll go bad. So I thought I'd share with everybody here in the room.
You did. It was tremendous.
It was cast iron skillet cooked, and I think that's the way to go. It really does, with especially steaks.
How high were the sides on the skillet?
I guess it was maybe a 2-inch two-inch skillet.
Hmm. Oh.
Dan, there you go.
Dan, showing that.
A little bigger than that.
Well, it was very good, and thank you for sharing with us because, and I'd already had lunch too, but that was perfect.
Yeah.
Nice job. Very nice job.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody have anything they'd like to say here as we begin the show this afternoon? Dan, Tina, Peon, anybody? Come on, you guys got to have something.
I took my car in
the kitchen.
It was going to be a bunch of money.
In the kitchen all day.
Peon gets a pass. He was in the kitchen.
Oh.
You did what, Tina?
He was in the
kitchen. I took my car in
Dinah.
This morning thinking I needed brakes and this other stuff and this other stuff, and they called me and they're like, it's done. It needed an oil change, and that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for them for not hosing you.
Yeah, because the dealer said like 10,000 miles ago, they're like, you're going to need brakes soon, and there's going to be this much money. And I was like, holy crap, for brakes?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I took it to my regular place, and they said, the brakes are fine. They're about halfway worn, so you still have time. I was like, okay.
That's good news.
Yeah, it was good news.
All right.
Wow, it's very rare that you find someone like that that will say
I'll tell
that.
You the truth.
And I worked on my other, on my youngest son's car, trying to clean it a little bit. And I don't know. I'm thinking maybe they spilled drinks in the car and then spilled other stuff on top of the drinks, because there was stuff on the door that I would have had to have a chisel to get it off.
On the inside panel? Or the
yeah,
outside?
On the inside.
Oh, okay.
So I had this can that my other brother gave me one time that's for getting like tar and stuff off your car, the outside.
Yeah.
So I used it on the inside.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had to keep spraying and spraying in this black stuff, which is...
Wow.
I know.
I'm telling you, that sounds like my car. I am the worst...
You're a mess.
Yes, I'm a mess, pretty much, in life and in the inside of my car. I'm a mess.
There's a lot of people that are like that on the inside of the car. Now, Frank, if Frank were here...
Oh, my goodness.
He'd be chastising. Oh, yes.
I mean, whoever gets his cars after he is done with them...
Oh, I'm the same way when I traded in my last car. I know, right? I traded in my last car, and the guy says, well, we're going to need to go out and get that all cleaned up. I said, you don't need to clean that up. And he said, and he kind of rolled his eyes and said, yeah, whatever. So we walked out there, and he said, holy crap. I said, you're right. This doesn't need cleaning. Later today, I actually have a story today. There's a museum opening up. I believe it's in the United Kingdom, and it's the Neat Freak Museum. And that's all I'll tell
you're
you right now.
Make a visit there, Bill.
Are you visiting?
Make a visit to the Neat Freak
also
Museum.
Known as...
Bill's house? Yeah. No, not so much. So, all right. Was that was your contribution?
I think so. That's all I can remember right now.
All right.
So. Hey, I do want to thank everyone that went to our band's Facebook page, Henry's Humans, and joined in life.
Yeah, we did get a host of new names.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, when did you guys start a band? How come you've never mentioned this
I've
before?
Yeah, I've never even heard
of Well, we just started it.
And then Smash played it on the air.
Yeah, Smash just played our band on the air.
It was freaky.
All right.
Cool.
He wants to do something with us. There's a lot of people that want to gig with us now.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's what you call it.
Hop onto that money train.
Yeah, when we go out and play, we call it gigs.
Oh, all right.
That's a cool way to say it.
Hey, Dan.
That's Dan. And there you go.
We just play together.
You just play together.
What?
So I had a dream last night. I don't know if you guys remember your dreams or not. Do you remember?
Very infrequently.
Sometimes
I do.
And sometimes it's triggered by something too. Something will happen. You go, oh, I just dreamed that.
Last night it was so bizarre that I got up and I jotted some notes down about my dream. It was just so weird. And I don't. None of it really makes any sense at all. There was a. There was a radio consultant in my dream.
All right.
I've never met this person. I don't even know where this person would have come from. And his name was Victor. Is there a Victor that works in the industry? It's a radio consultant? I don't think so. So it was Victor, the radio consultant, in the dream. And at some point in the dream, Victor, the radio consultant, and myself were out and about at a place where a lovely, lovely actress, Scarlett Johansson, happened to be.
Wow.
And Scarlett Johansson, apparently, in the dream, took a liking to me. No. Not like that. She thought I was, you know, friendly. No threat, right? But Victor had the hots for Scarlett Johansson. So there's, I guess, a wedding that's taking place, and Scarlett Johansson is going to be a guest in the wedding. Like going to the church to watch the wedding for somebody. And so this Victor calls and tries to get me to go to the wedding so that he can get to meet the Scarlett Johansson, all right? So I reluctantly say, okay, fine, I'll go to this wedding. And so then I think to myself, well, I have to impress Scarlett Johansson by getting an extraordinary wedding gift.
You bought some new shirts.
So the way, no. So my wedding gifts were things like shovels and, you know, hose and things that you would have like in the garage that had long wooden handles on them. And in the dream, I'm trying to get into the church and around people carrying these shovels and all of
garden
these
utensils.
Things. It was the most bizarre thing. And so if anybody's a dream interpreter.
Well, you were on the radio yesterday, and then we walked past this restaurant over here, and you said, there's that girl that is the girl of my dreams.
Oh, yeah, there is a girl that works nearby that's very, very pretty, and I can't say anything to her. Yeah.
And did you bring shovels into her? Did you bring some shovels into
her? Shoveling the you-know-what.
Yeah, I don't know. It was very, very strange.
Shovels and hose.
Yeah.
Very, very weird. But dreams are funny, and I don't know if they're... You know, some people say every dream means something in every dream. Mm-hmm. I've met a couple of, you know, they call themselves dream interpreters, and they think every certain thing means something else. And I don't know that I really buy into that. I just sort of think...
You have some dreams when you wake up, it's like, wow, that really happened. It's like you were really doing something right then, and you wake up and you're in your room, and you're like, wait a minute.
Oh, my floating dreams. I always wake up thinking I have the ability to just float wherever I want. I have that one all the time. Those are great.
Do you ever have the one where you're floating but you fall?
No.
No,
no, I can just...
Like
levitating.
Yourself.
No.
See,
I just have the ability to levitate.
That's
and
nice.
I can just... Wow. Oh, yeah, no. Those are some of the best dreams I have, yeah.
Did you dream that after you watched The Matrix? Maybe?
No.
You know what I think that part of that is? I think that's really you and how you are in life, because you have a really good way of reading people. It's like you see outside of everybody else and you can tell like the right thing to say and not to say and the right thing to do and not to do. I mean, really uncannily for your age. Pretty impressive.
Uncannily.
That could be. No, but I love that dream, though. Oh, yeah. And it's not even necessarily flying. It's just the ability to just start rising up, and then you just put your arms out. Oh, yeah. And then I have the, me and my sister and I, whatever. I don't know.
He's not here. You don't have to worry about it.
I'm still in panic mode with that one.
Think he's uncannily now?
We have the teeth falling out dream. Uh-huh. And that's another recurring one.
I've had that too. That is
bizarre.
And
I hate that one.
Never had that dream.
That one is very traumatic for me because you just keep reaching into your mouth and there's another loose one. And that one falls out and just,
I know more people that have that dream, the teeth falling out, and I have never had that dream.
It's very bizarre.
You don't want it.
Let's take a quick call here and then we'll chat with you folks. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550. KTRS, Dan Strauss. We'll take your calls. Let's chat with Don, who's been holding. Hello, Don.
Yeah, how you doing? You know, I wanted to tell him that he can save a whole lot of money. I've been the same size since I was 15 years old for over 40 years. A 28-29 waist with a 28-29 length. You can go get name quality brand at the young men's area. If you wear a 15 neck, which I do, 14 and a half, 15 inch neck, you can get a size 20 shirt in the young men's or boys department, which a quality shirt, the same shirt that's $30 in the men's, will sell for $20, maybe even less in the young man's department. It's the same quality shirt. I can wear a size 18 in some shirts. Some shirts I got to go to a 20. Yeah. I've never been in the men's department. Pants the same way. They got 28. I got a 28 waist with a 29 length. They got 28, 29s, 28, 30s, 29, 29, 29, 30s. I mean, there's no reason when you can, like I said, I've never been in the men's department because they, all their waist started 30, 31, 32. So I can get quality material, undershirts, and I'll even bring up underwear. I don't have to go to the men's department.
Oh, I don't wear underwear. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, oh, that's a pretty picture.
All right. Hey, thank you, Don. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Quality. Did you get that?
Yes.
That's right.
There's quality to be had in the young men's department. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. More of your calls, 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS. This is the Big 550.
It's time to look at the roads with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Hopefully it's like it was yesterday, huh, Tim?
Yeah, pretty much so. It's pretty light out there. We do have a report of a stalled vehicle. It's on eastbound 4064 just before the Science Center. They have moved it off to the right shoulder. Also on southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, they've moved that earlier accident on the ramp. Looks pretty good if you're coming over the Poplar Street Bridge. No problems going westbound on Highway 70. And just starting to get a little bit of a slowdown about Hampton through McCausland on westbound 40. And this traffic report brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Hurry in before year end and save $25 on any oil change, tire rotation, and wiper blades. Plus, save up to $20 on your second oil change with mail-in offer when you upgrade to Pennzoil synthetic motor oil. Jiffy Lube, keep my ride alive. Participating Jiffy Lube stores only. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran.
You're not exaggerating? You did a 20-flight walk-up for a pizza delivery?
Yeah.
The Cochran Show.
I'm just saying that...
Did you ever toss a pizza over a fence?
No, I've never done that.
Weekday mornings at 10.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been using FedEx since FedEx started. I can think of one time where I had a problem with a delivery or a receipt of a package. I mean, it's a pretty flawless company.
The Big 550.
So I believe when they find this guy that tossed the computer monitor over the fence, they will shoot him.
KTRS.
The last 3 years, we've been literally in hundreds of homes replacing wood balusters with iron.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And without exception, the change has been incredibly dramatic.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
I know a lot of people probably feel that this isn't for them because they don't have a big staircase, but you'd be surprised at how many of the jobs that we do are just simple 10-foot pieces of rail that where the stairs lead into the basement. I'd say the best thing to do is go to our website at thomasstairs.com, check us out there, and give us a call for a free evaluation. We'd be happy to come out to your house and let you know what your options are.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
You've heard Lacefield Music talk about our adult piano classes for years. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music. What we don't often talk about are the extensive piano labs that we use for these classes. Every year in January, we replace those teaching pianos that we use in the lab and classrooms with brand new pianos. The 2012 pianos will arrive soon, which means we have to sell the existing piano inventory immediately. This creates a great opportunity for you. These pianos have been gently used for teaching in all of our stores for the past year. They are all in excellent condition and come with a full manufacturer's warranty. The best news is that the prices have been greatly reduced on a huge selection of pianos in every Lacefield Music store. Grands, verticals, digitals, and player grands powered by iPad are all included. Plus, buy your piano from Lacefield Music and receive unlimited adult piano classes. Sale ends December 31st, so hurry into South County, St. Charles, Shiloh, Illinois, and our Chesterfield location on the upper level by Macy's.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about...
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not. Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings since 1983.
1983?
That's
a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people. Trust the original. Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Looking for something special? Well, stop by Schnars and pick out something from our 18,000 items we have in stock. How about a wet dry vac or a DeWalt drill? We also have an assortment of LED flashlights, including the brightest one that I've ever seen. Remember the classic red wagon? Well, we have those too. We have a bird feeder that'll work great on your deck, and it's easy to fill. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For hours and location, go to schnars.com.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to UsedJewelryBuyer.com.
This is Maria. She's 12 years old. Less than half of the children in her village are able to go to school. Maria is not one of them. Every day she goes to work to support her family. Today we can work together to change this and her status. Go to facebook.com/bday, click on like, and corporate sponsors will donate $1 in your name to give kids like Maria a brighter future. Changing the status of the world is that easy. Like us on Facebook.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
left.
You
are not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn
or
onto
see
Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really think she's
five more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll see
I
you later tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Frank Opinion. How are you? If I say Zisser Tire to you, you know that they probably are in the tire business because the name is Zisser Tire. They have been for almost 30 years. Here's what else I want you to know. I want you to know that Zisser Tire will take care of just about all your other automotive needs as well. Brakes, they do a lot of brake work, alignments, your batteries, your fluids, you know, that kind of thing. Zisser Tire, I don't care what you drive, they're going to have the tire for you. I don't care if you're in a heavy-duty truck, you need high-performance tires, anything in between, Zisser Tire. They also have a service, an optional service if you need it, where they'll come and pick up your vehicle, put four new tires on it, and bring it back to you. Ask them about that and the details of how that works. There are three Zisser Tire locations that are participating sponsors now of this show in Delwood, Afton, and Wentzville. And we would love nothing more than for you to consider letting Zisser sell you your next tires or provide you with whatever the next service is, automotive service, that you need on your vehicle. Their website is as easy as their name, zissertire.com, spelled just like it sounds, Z-I-S-S-E-R, zissertire.com.
You know, she comes around.
Uh-huh. Is this Smash thing?
Yeah. She's about 5 feet four. From her head to the ground.
All right. Let's chat. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Bill in for Frank today. And up next is Jim. Hello, Jim. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, not much. I told Dan the story, but it's pretty bizarro. I don't want to give you my last name, but I'm going to substitute another word. Mm-hmm. It's a common noun.
All right.
But anyway, my name's Jim. My wife's name is Barb, mm-hmm. and I'm going to use and say just our last name is Candles. Well, in the white pages, our phone listing is Jim and Barb Candles.
Okay.
At our address and our phone. Well, I went out and Googled my name a couple days ago just to see
yeah. Well, I've Googled myself from time to time, mostly by myself.
I'm Googling myself right now.
Well, I found like 20 links to Jim, and it basically says Jim Candles Bar, B-A-R, and there's these merchant circles, and one of them's called Melville Oakville Patch, and it's, you know, where they list businesses in the area.
All right.
Well, we've been getting a boatload of phone calls for like a candle shop around Christmas, and because they have got me and my wife, or anyway, we're listed, our personal residence and our home phone number is listed like on 20 websites as being a candle shop.
Oh.
And you go out there, one of them has 5 real nice pictures of the front of our house. And
wow.
Yeah. And that ad also, or that particular listing also says our hours are from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed Saturday and Sundays. We take checks, cash, and we make deliveries.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And then there's another one that said that our business was founded in 2009, and we make $42,000 in annual sales.
Good money.
Well, it's not a business.
So, you said your wife's name is Barbara? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's Barb, B-A-R-B.
So somewhere along the line, they left out a B somewhere, and it
says Bar.
So it got caught on the internet and ran wild, apparently.
Yeah, so, you know, now, because our phone listing in the white pages is Jim and Barb Candles, now we're listed as a business called Jim's Candles Bar.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only that, we're also listed under nightlife and bars.
How would that happen, though? Would someone have to get his information?
Yeah, I'm wondering if this is a thing where somebody's using your identity as like a business owner to. Have you had any credit stuff pop up recently? Or
no, nothing. In fact, my wife used to work for the University of Missouri, and years ago there was some files or something that were hacked into in Columbia. We automatically get, you know, we're like on a hot sheet or something that whenever the credit bureaus see something with us, we automatically get notified.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, I got a quick fix for you. You just got to learn to make candles.
And this is over. Set up shop in your house and start making some deliveries or something.
This is a calling. It's a calling.
The other thing is that when you go to these websites, you know, there's like, it says contact on some of them.
Yeah.
And then in order for you to contact them, you have to subscribe and open up a profile.
Yeah.
Other ones don't have any contact information, and some of them I do. And it's kind of running rapid. I'm trying to figure out how the heck to get.
Is your telephone number unlisted?
No,
he said it's in the phone book.
So that would be my first call. I would call the phone company and say, "Can you and explain what's happened and tell them you want your phone number to be unlisted." I think that would start.
You can also change your number for 30 days, but then you have to let everyone know that has your home number.
Right.
What your new
kind
number
of
is.
A nightmare too. Yeah. And I mean, we actually do want to be listed.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just that somewhere a listing, the white page listing says Jim and Barb Candles.
Mm.
And I almost said my real name. They, you know, so I'm guessing some marketing person saw that look, you know, here's a candle shop in South County and, you know, we need to build a profile. And then evidently they built it and the rest of the world's copying it.
But how do they just make up hours for you and deliveries annual income? And
what the scary thing is.
It's unreal. And I don't, you know, we don't have a business.
But the scary thing is that your address is on there and pictures of your house. And who in the heck took pictures of your house to put them online?
Google Earth, right?
Well, that could be any real estate listing things
We've been in our house for 30 years. So, you know, it's not like it came off any real estate. And, since we bought the house, we had it resided and, you know, remodeled and landscaping, and it's not off a real estate picture.
And it's an updated picture, right?
Yeah, and whoever took it had a stand on my front lawn.
Wow. You That's know, weird.
Yeah, but it, you know, one of them says it's a residential-based candle shop.
Man.
It's just, it's nuts, and it's a nightmare for me to trying to get these removed. And even though I've got some of the profiles removed, when you do the Google, it still shows up on the Google index. The link does.
Yeah.
You click on a link, and it says profile not found or web page canceled or something, you know, but it's still on the index.
Well, I would either learn to make candles or move. That's what I would do.
Set up a bar.
Yeah.
Well, this is one bar. Thing. I know yeah. Frank's incarcerated or whatever.
No, he's not incarcerated. No.
he's self-suspended.
Yeah.
Self-suspended.
But this is the kind of thing that's right up his alley, because I know he goes nuts whenever there's problems with businesses or, you know, aggravation for the utility companies.
That's weird,
something.
Though.
Yeah.
But,
that was
a weird one.
Really, and I just wanted to pass on the little story because it's...
Good luck, Jim. This is interesting.
All right. We'll see you guys. Have a good New Year's.
Thank you. You too, Jim. Yeah, that's weird. Now, there are some websites that will... that's, you know, the main purpose of the site is to find as much information about you as possible in case somebody comes along and does a search. And I'm guessing one of those must have put that together for him, and then everybody else just sort of stole from that. You know what I'm saying?
But
and then once it's out there, man, it's like wildfire.
Sure it's a nightmare trying to get all those taken down.
Which is a great lesson right there. If don't put anything on the internet you don't want forever and ever and ever to be out there for everybody else. Let's take a couple more calls. This is another Jim. Hello, Jim.
Oh, yes. I had a comment and a question, but that last caller, if he would have really had a business, he would have gotten about $1,000 of free advertising.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah, maybe that was his plan.
Yeah. Well, I had a question first for Tina. I forgot if she said that her son, did he go to Paris Island or California for his basic training?
Camp Pendleton.
Is he still in boot camp?
Yes, but the graduation is a week from... tomorrow.
Are you going out to see him?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I always when I was in the service, I wanted my dad to come, and he always kept saying he was going to come, and something happened, he didn't make it. But
yeah.
I had a comment about if people ever had a dream, like they say, you know, dreams come true.
Yeah.
And a couple years ago, I was in the hospital, and I had a dream that I came home and opened up my front door and my house was all cleaned up and spick and span.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just the opposite of Bill Clevelin. I live like a slob.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it that I came home a couple days later, opened up the front door, and a friend had come and cleaned the whole house.
Wow.
That's nice.
So I thought maybe some people might call and say, you know, if they had a dream and it actually did come true. So.
And you're welcome for that, Jim, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Bill does that.
Bill, yeah, it was Bill.
Thanks, Jim.
He's like a secret Santa, but
yeah,
he's a secret
duster.
Show up
and clean people's houses.
Let me give you my address.
This is Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, an answer for the guy wondering where they got his picture.
Yeah.
Property tax photos. They take a picture of every home.
An assessor probably came by the house.
Oh.
Hmm. There you go. That would explain it.
Wow.
And you got access to that at the courthouse.
All right.
Or on the internet, either way.
Right. I'm sure on the internet, and somebody that put that together, that would scare me that someone's out there putting stuff together and saying that I have a business and grabbing my house picture and grabbing this information and then making stuff up.
Yep, I need to get a life. Thank you,
Wayne.
Yeah,
I wonder though if it's not a computer thing that just sort of generated that.
Yeah, because there may be a
imagine.
Company called that, and it just kind of all
got the wrong
got
one.
Together.
Yeah, I can't imagine somebody to sit down and. I mean, what's the point? I don't.
Yeah, where's the?
All right, let's take a break. We'll take more of your calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. It's Thursday, so we'll have Dawn Meadows Dixon. She'll be in next hour to tell us about a movie that's coming out. We'll talk to her and so much more on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Looks like they've cleared that stall on eastbound 40 near the Science Center. Looks like we have some slow traffic on southbound 270 between Manchester and Big Bend. Looks like downtown eastbound 40 and 70 look good coming to the Poplar Street Bridge. That's about the only thing we have now. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Get yours at Supercenter, Sam's Club, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Joining us is MSNBC political honcho Chris Matthews.
McGraw, thanks for having me on.
Weekday mornings at 6.
He's out with a brand new book, Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero.
The Big 550.
His one great flaw was women.
His bad health and women. I think his bad health was probably a bigger problem at that point because he had had the terrible back problems. He had last rights at 47, 51, 54. Last rights three times by his early 30s.
KTRS.
Hello, I'm John Crum of Addiction Treatment Strategies to say that addiction is a disease in which there are persistent changes in brain structure and function. Usually the last person that knows that they need some type of treatment is indeed the person who has the addiction. The family members and those people closest to them oftentimes know, so it may be essential for family members or someone else to bring the patient in for initial consult to see if we are the right fit for the type of disability they have, along with are we the right program to do that. We're going to do a comprehensive assessment in terms of your addiction background, your history, what has led up to this process, to assess you right away. We're going to get you on probably the most recent medication so that you won't have the craving to use illegal drugs. Contact us at addictionts.com, log onto the website, give us a phone call at 618-692-6880, and we will set up a no-obligation consultation for you to come in and see if we are the right fit for you. If you need help, consult our website, addictionts.com, for more information.
Attention. Attention.
Attention. Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-441-6994. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-6994. 1-800-441-6994.
Don't let your holiday season end in tragedy for someone you love. This is Lisa Bowie of Bowie Funeral Homes and St. Charles Memorial Gardens. We see the end results of drunk driving far too often. The holidays should be a special time for family and friends to be together, but not in a funeral home. So enjoy the holidays, and please, don't drink and drive.
A community service reminder from Bowie.
Bowie, honoring life for three generations. Visit www.bowie.com.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion. I, like a lot of people, have central air conditioning and heating. You know, there was a time when that was a big deal. Somebody said, ooh, they have central air. Or if a home was for sale, the realtor would say, you know, it has central air. Well, I think most everybody has central air and heating. Of course, this time of year, we're talking about the heating. And we're talking about who it is that's going to service it for you. To maintain it, check it out, make sure it's up and running fine, or to repair a problem when there is one. And that brings me to Matheny Heating and Cooling. Since the early 1940s, the Matheny family has kept a lot of people cool in the summer and warm in the winter, and they'd love to do the same for you. They work on anything, any brand, any type. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, Matheny Heating and Cooling would love to become your regular heating and cooling company. And don't forget, if you're AM and the PM, which I know you are, because you're listening, first time they come out, be sure to tell them that they want to take 15% off your first service call. Just say, I'm AM and the PM, I'll take that discount. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna chug a love and shout. We're gonna stimulate some action. We're gonna get some
a different world up in Canada.
Yes, it is.
Never been to Canada.
Go every year.
For hockey and stuff, right?
Yeah.
There's a topless restaurant in Montreal. Have you been to Montreal?
No, I haven't been to Montreal, but girls are able to walk the streets topless if they wish.
Waitresses at this particular restaurant in Montreal have been serving eggs and pancakes, breakfast to patrons, nude from the waist up for 11 years in Montreal. However...
And there's always a however in life
that just ended.
Oh.
So it's all
take
over.
Out all the fun.
What happened?
The restaurant doesn't have a permit to exhibit eroticism and can't obtain one because of where it is located near the Olympic Stadium. Some sort of a code of some sort.
Not much now. Crap.
I agree. For the last, like I said, 11 years, they've been serving things topless up there. The original offense.
What'd you say? Fried eggs and pancakes? What'd you say?
Eggs and pancakes.
Oh, eggs. Just,
eggs and pancakes. The latest offense has launched a court investigation. I guess they found these women walking around. They had a small transparent scarf around the waist, leaving their genitals in full view.
Genitals?
That's what it says. And televisions in the restaurant were also showing pornographic films. Oh, so you could go and you could enjoy your breakfast, have a cup of coffee, sit down, watch a few pornographic
that's
videos.
That's what I'm talking about.
The topless waitresses come and bring you your breakfast.
Moon's over Miami.
When they finally get that situated, we'll have to make a trip to Montreal. This is Cornelius right here. Hello, Cornelius.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
AM and PM.
Thank you, sir. I got 1 minute. It's all yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Peon, are you having the dreams where you say you can fly?
More levitate than fly.
Are you ever in trouble, or are you doing it for fun, or what's going on in your dream when you're having them?
Strictly for pleasure.
Do you have them often?
Yes, that is a recurring one I have, yes.
Okay, well, they say that people that have dreams where they can fly, they're usually free thinkers, usually intelligent.
Correct, all right.
You know,
keep
good
going.
Lord.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you get those people to fly, because I have them too, but I'm usually running from danger.
Really? So you have to...
Yeah, they're reoccurring, but look. Are you able to control your levitation? Are you able to move where you want to move?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, see, I just learned to do it because I've been having it since I was a kid. I'm 31 now.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I swear when I'm flying, it's usually like a mob after me with torches and...
Oh, man. Well, that doesn't sound as fun as mine. Mine are...